So, Belinda, the last time I saw you, you had a cast on. You were barely... You had a hard time walking. Or am I mistaking you for somebody else?
No, my kneecap popped out in July. Yeah.
And, you were in a cast at that time. Would you have thought of running a six-day race?
No.
You were just trying to get around.
Yeah. Not even without the injury, I would have thought of running the six-day race this year. So early. I didn't mean to rush anything. But then it was Guru giving me the inspiration in October. And I was just getting out of the cast. I'm starting to walk. And I was telling him, no, don't mean to be disobedient, but please.
So something happened back in the fall that said you needed to go and come and do the six-day race.
Well, back then, it was just the inspiration which I was receiving inwardly. It was just coming up. But I didn't feel ready at all. And so I was putting it to the side. And I was trying just to focus on my recovery, get back into training. And then it was still there, New Year.
And it just wouldn't go away.
It wouldn't go away. No, it came back New Year.
What's the longest race you've been in before now?
I've been in the 100K race last year, June, in Paris, which is a wonderful track.
So you did 100K, and then you pop your knee, and you think maybe running is out altogether from now on.
Right, yeah. Well, basketball is out, because it happened when I was playing basketball.
Oh, of course.
I never did ever since. Yeah, but I did 2 12-hour races before.
So how would you describe what's happening to you now?
It's definitely not me. It's just something pulling me. No, not pulling. Carrying me. My body's really suffering. It must be so tough for the body. But I cannot describe. Really. It is just like a strength. Yeah. It's just being with Guru. Yeah.
So you've gone further now, since this is you've gone past 24 hours. This is... You're entering into brand new territory, and everything is self-transcendence, right?
Yeah.
Are you worried about the next 5 days, or... Not now.
I was worried yesterday. I was getting really nervous, because all the other girls were, like, behind me, except Dipali. And I started to pray that, please don't let me move too fast. I don't want to, like, have a total breakdown the second day. I'm not trying to be second, be first. I just want to do the race. Be here for 6 days. And so yesterday I was very worried and nervous. And I tried to do my best. Also, I would start like walking my last laps before I went to sleep. And I was trying to calm my muscles, do some auto-suggestation, relax while walking. And when I woke up this morning, I was very surprised, because I thought I felt worse. So, for now, I go step by step, lap by lap, and I don't think about when I'm going to have a break, and I don't think about this evening or tomorrow. It's like like I'm giving it all to Guru. And I know he's not going to let me down. And he doesn't want me to be unhappy. So I just surrender and I don't have to worry, I think. This is the Sri Chinmoy 6 and 10 day race. Like, what can happen? It's just, yeah, I don't worry, no.
Thank you.